Child Advocates represents children in the child welfare system in Marion County. Its representatives monitor them and advises the court on the children's welfare. WFYI's Terry D spoke with CEO Cindy Booth and Jill English, director of Interrupting Racism for Children, that serves an estimated 7,000 children in the country.
Are you seeing those numbers increase or decrease?
So we saw a huge increase, as you probably know, with the opioid crisis several years ago. Those numbers are leveling off a little bit, but we still have double the number of children in the child welfare system in Marion County that we did in 2014. So that's still a big, big issue for us, and we need many community volunteers to help us go and visit the children who are in the child welfare system now.
How does Child Advocates find out about these children who are becoming victims of the opioid crisis?
That's a really good question. So we're appointed by the judge. So we are parties to the case. It's called a Child in Need of Services case. And that's the case that the Department of Child Services starts when they see a child and they remove a child because of abuse and neglect. And so we're appointed after the judge says there's enough information there for us to proceed to try to put the family back together. And we need someone who will look out for solely the child's interest. And that is what CASA was designed to do, court-appointed special advocates, and that's what Child Advocates has done since 1982.
Jill, your work is focusing on racism with children. Is there a connection between the information that Cindy just gave us and what you do in your day-to-day tasks?
We are charged with representing all children that are part of the Department of Child Services. And as the representatives to be the voices for those children, we know that there is a disproportionate number of children of color that are being served. African American children make up 11% of the child population, while white children make up 71% of that population. On any given day, African American children represent about 41% of the children in the child welfare system, while white children make up about 47%. So our concern over the disproportionate number of children, there are no studies that indicate people abuse or neglect their children anymore because of the color of their skin. So if we're going to be the voice for children, we need to not only address why we have a disproportionate number of African American children in the child welfare system, but where are the white children that are being abused and neglected? So we're very concerned about how racism and the lens that racism and the impact has on the children we're serving.
I want the listeners to know more about what Child Advocates is and does. Where would they find out more information? And then I want to ask you one or two of their greatest achievements.
Yeah, so you can find out how to become a volunteer or general information about Child Advocates at our website, childadvocates.net. And we'd love to have, we have some information on there, what a volunteer does as they become a volunteer, how to become a volunteer, and then having more volunteers is really crucial because having someone come into the system who has that community sensibility, this is what I would want to have happen to a child that I know, is really important in keeping accountability for the individual children's cases, but also for the system.
And for Interrupting Racism for Children, that can be found on our website as well. We have a calendar. When you go to our homepage, there's a link where you can sign up for any one of the workshops. So that is available at childadvocates.net as well.
And greatest achievement?
Well, I think the day in and day out work that our CASAs from the community, our court-appointed special advocates, and our staff social workers do every day to ensure that children have a voice in the child welfare system. And that means going home as soon as they can, if that's safe and appropriate, or being adopted by a family member, lots of grandmothers raising children, their grandchildren. So I think day in and day out, that just excellent work that our staff and volunteers do on behalf of children, providing advocacy.
Cindy Booth, CEO of Child Advocates, and Jill English, Director of Interrupting Racism for Children, thank you for your time today.